Again, our prayer comes from our text that we've been working through and looking at, Philippians 2, 10 through 16. Our Father, teach our hearts and minds that at the name of Jesus, that every knee should bow of things in heaven and things in earth, things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. By this knowledge, help us to always obey, not in the presence of men only, but much more in all men's absence, that we can work out our own salvation with fear and trembling, for it is Thou, O God, which workest in us both to will and to do of Your good pleasure. Teach us to do all things without murmuring and disputing, that we may be blameless and harmless, the sons of God, without rebuke. We are in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation. Let us by Thy light shine as lights in the world, holding forth the word of life, that we may rejoice in the day of Christ, having not run in vain, neither labored in vain. Amen. All right. Our first psalm of praise today is Psalm 100. Which is the psalm we always use for a praise psalm, so we should have that tune well memorized. Right?
Oh, people that on earth you dwell, sing shouts of joy unto Yahweh. Him serve with mirth, his praise forth tell. Come ye before him and rejoice. No. Thank you.
that one too. In mercy, right, it says the second line in the second stanza, in mercy, raise and quicken me according to thy word. I think we're going to do quite a bit of discussion on that later on, so keep that one in your heart. We have, we're going to do A of Psalm 34, Psalm 34 A, and then we'll save B for ending. Let's do the tune of Orlington. Should we hum it out?
Thank you.
This poor man cried, and God heard. Pretty important stuff. We're going to move on to our scriptural resuscitations, reciting from the scripture and hoping that it comes to life in our mouths. The word of God is alive and sharper than two-edged swords, we're told. Any two-edged sword. So it's a good thing to remember. Exodus chapter 34. We are in for our Old Testament reading. We are in 27 through 35, which is a pretty small section. Exodus 34. 27. Through 35. And the Lord said unto Moses, write thou these words, for after the tenor of these words, I have made a covenant with thee and with Israel.
And he was there with the Lord 40 days and 40 nights, and he did neither eat bread nor drink water, and he wrote upon the tables the words of the covenant, the Ten Commandments.
And it came to pass when Moses came down from Mount Sinai, with the two tables of testimony in Moses' hand, when he came down from the mount, that Moses wist not that the skin of his face shone while he talked with him.
And when Aaron and all the children of Israel saw Moses, behold, the skin of his face shone, and they were afraid to come nigh him.
And Moses called unto them, and Aaron and all the rulers of the congregation returned unto him. And Moses talked with them.
And afterward, all the children of Israel came nigh, and he gave them in commandment all that the Lord had spoken with him in Mount Sinai.
Until Moses had done speaking with them, he put a veil on his face.
But when Moses went in before the Lord to speak with him, he took the veil off until he came out. And he came out and spake unto the children of Israel, that which he was commanded.
And the children of Israel saw the face of Moses, and the skin of Moses' face shone. And Moses put the veil upon his face again until he went in to speak with them. And today we're going to go to Isaiah, as opposed to a quote-unquote New Testament lesson. We're going to have a New Testament lesson on the Old Testament. From Isaiah 52, which is going to run into 53:12. Highly important to what we're going to be discussing in our message today. So it's good to make this alive in our mouths. I would also add that Isaiah 52 and 53 is part of that veil that has to be taken off and taken away from us to understand the things of God. People did not understand it until Christ came, and so we should take heed to that. Isaiah chapter 52, starting in 13, which is actually the natural break of the text in the scroll of Isaiah. Behold, my servant shall deal prudently. He shall be exalted and extolled and be very high.
As many were astonished at thee, his visage was so marked more than any man, and his form more than the sons of men.
So shall he sprinkle many nations. The kings shall shut their mouths at him. For that which had not been told them shall they see, and that which they had not heard shall they consider.
Who has believed our report, and to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed?
For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant and as a root out of dry ground. He hath no form nor comeliness, and when we shall see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him.
He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief, and we hid as it were our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not.
Surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted.
But he was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed.
All we like sheep have gone astray, we have turned every one to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all.
He was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He is brought as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before her shearers is dumb, so he opened not his mouth.
He was taken from prison and from judgment, and who shall declare his generation? For he was cut off out of the land of the living, for the transgression of my people was he stricken.
And he made his grave with the wicked, and with the rich in his death, because he had done no violence, neither was any deceit in his mouth.
Yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. He hath put him to grief. When thou shalt make his soul an offering for sin, he shall see his seed, he shall prolong his days, and the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand.
He shall see the travail of his soul, and shall be satisfied. By his knowledge shall my righteous servant justify many, for he shall bear their iniquities.
Therefore will I divide him a portion with the great, and he shall divide the spoil with the strong, because he hath poured out his soul unto death. He was numbered with the transgressors, and he bare the sin of many, and made intercession for the transgressors. Amen. So you can be seated, and we're going to move on to Bible study from here. I actually have trouble getting through Isaiah 53 on a regular basis. It's something we should definitely take to heart. Bruised for our transgressions, that's not a light statement. Sing Psalm 34b, and I'm sure somehow, even though this is just the psalm we're singing this through the lineup, that this is going to deal with Philippians and Isaiah somehow.
The Lord.
From the apostles and their disciples.
The faith in one God, the Father Almighty, who made the heaven and the earth, and in the seas, and all that in them is. And in one Christ Jesus, the Son of God, who became flesh for our salvation, and in the Holy Spirit, who through the prophets preached the dispensation, the coming, the virgin birth, and the passion, and the resurrection from the dead, and the bodily ascension into heaven of the beloved Christ Jesus our Lord, and his appearing from heaven in the glory of the Father, to comprehend all things under one head, and to raise up every flesh body of all men, that according to the good pleasure of the Father invisible, every knee of those that are in heaven and on earth and under the earth should bow before Christ Jesus, our Lord and God and Savior and King, and that every tongue should confess to him, and that he may execute righteous judgment over all, sending into eternal fire the spiritual powers of wickedness, and the messengers who transgress and apostatize, and the godly, and unrighteous, and lawless, and blasphemous among men, and granting life and immortality and eternal glory to the righteous and holy, who have both kept the commandments and continued in his love, some from the start, and some after their conversion.
And so, yeah, there's quite a bit in there, but that's a very, very early section of a writing of Irenaeus of Gaul that definitely links in a lot of these ideas. They're not some new invention after 325 or anything like that. So. Christian, would you mind closing us in prayer today?
No, I'm not. Dear God, thank you for another day of your grace and mercy, Lord. Thank you for the Sabbath and this day of rest. And thank you that we can come together as a holy convocation. Pray to you. Give us deeper understanding on the Sabbath and on what it means to convocate and what it means to rest, Lord. Thank you for St. Paul giving us the book of Philippians. And thank you that we can learn about your Godhead, Lord Jesus. Thank you for that. And thank you for what the prophet Isaiah wrote in Isaiah 53 about you. Please help us to meditate on that, Lord, and to take great comfort in the gospel. As Irenaeus said, Lord, please help us to keep your commandments and bless this time of fellowship that we're about to have in the fear of Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.